Hello, this is Dr. Fanny Goldberg, attending an endoscopy report on Pedro Ayala Perez, date of birth 8/15/1965, date of procedure April 9, 2024. Physician, Dr. Fanny Goldberg, referring physician, Dr. Mauricio Berrio Orozico. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is eosinophilic esophagitis. Description of procedure informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient was brought to endoscopy, so placed in a fetal position. Today, is period. Anesthesia is monitored and initiated care. Period. A well lubricated lymphatic gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the abdominal bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, summing G junction esophagus. Period. Retrosuction is obtained of the cardiac. Period. Air with suction from the stem before withdrawal of the scope. Here, the patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. The proximal mid esophagus did have evidence of furrowing. Some biopsies were obtained to evaluate EOE. Next slide. There was evidence of LA grade C ulcerative esophagitis noted. Gamma biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation, as well as to evaluate the EOE. Next time. There was evidence of approximately four gastric body polyps. Three were removed with cold snare polypectomy, and one was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next slide. There were two diminutive duodenal bulb polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Otherwise unremarkable duodenum to Z2 portion. Next line plan. Follow up biopsy pathology. Next line. Patient denies any further dysphagia at this time. Next line, we'll start on omeprazole 20 milligrams BID to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner for 8 weeks, then daily following. Next line, we'll repeat EGD in 3 months for reevaluation of LA grade C ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, and at that time, we'll assess further response to medication. For EOE, next line, may benefit from allergy testing given the EOE. Next line, follow up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.